Hey, Casey.
What's up? Hey, I'm actually going by C. Paul Helmberg.
C. Paul?
C. Paul Helmberg. That's right.
C. Paul Helmberg. Welcome to Previewed, a podcast where we talk about the latest and the greatest movie trailers, baby.
Yeah, we have a fresh one for you.
This one is fresh, and we haven't been here for a while, but we found one that looked fun to talk about. It's called Old, and it's directed by our favorite all-time director. Both of us agree, M. Night Shyamalan. Am I right?
That's right. Hence the C. Paul Helmberg. I'm not sure if that was clear to you or not.
Sometimes your name humor, it goes over my head and I can't follow along.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited to see. I was so excited to see this trailer. It completely caught me off guard.
Did you know it was a M. Night? Or did you watch it and then you saw his name in the trailer?
It popped up on my Apple TV. Sometimes I cruise the trailers app and see what's in there.
Oh.
And I saw Old. And it hit me like a wave of complete unfamiliarity. You know when that happens to you? Isn't that the greatest feeling?
Yeah.
See, I like to try to be in the know. I try to read, you know, I read the papers and see who's doing what when it's coming out. But sometimes when something just slips past you completely, it's the greatest.
It just shows up. Yeah. And you had no clue. It feels like you're the first to discover it.
Yep.
That's amazing.
And so here we have an M. Night Shyamalan project. Okay, I should have looked this up. What number film of this?
Oh, that's a great question. He's getting up there.
He's getting up there.
He didn't pull a Tarantino. He wasn't like, I'm only doing 10, did he? He's like pumping them out, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, maybe we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but are you rooting for M? Or are you, what are your feelings on M in general? Because I am just rooting for this guy. I think he's on a comeback now, and I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I think he's good. I feel like he got too big for himself, and it humbled him, and now his movies are way more fun.
Yeah. I thought he was in what they call movie jail, but now he's doing his thing.
Movie jail? He wasn't in Me Too'd. Was he Me Too'd?
No, just that, like, his movies got worse and worse and worse, and he just kind of became a joke of himself. And I don't know what happened for him to be able to kind of do interesting things again, but I think he has learned his lesson, and now he's making sweet movies. This one is interesting. He didn't write it, though.
Is that the first time he's done this, where he's not doing his own thing?
I think the Avatar Airbender movie
was another version of this. He didn't direct Avatar, did he?
He directed the last Airbender, which I haven't seen, but it's supposed to be a disaster.
Yeah,
and then I'm not
that's
sure
where
about
he.
Yeah, and then there was After Earth, the Will Smith, Jaden Smith one. I don't know if that was like a, you know, kind of one of his.
Oh, I didn't know he directed that.
Twist movies that he's in complete control of. But other than those, I think, you know, he's usually a writer-director guy. But this is based on a graphic novel.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's directed by our boy, M. Night Shyamalan. It's called Old. It comes out July 23rd. So this is what, June, early June. So we got over a month of waiting for this one. Here's what they say the movie is about. A family on a tropical holiday vacation discover that the secluded beach where they're relaxing for the day is somehow causing them to age rapidly.
Oh my goodness.
Reducing their entire lives into a single day. It's very
intense. I love it. What a great, just a focused concept movie. I love that it's all going to take place right on this beach. It's it's a great, like, mystery kind of thriller thing. And you know me, I'm not really one for stuff that's too spooky, too...
Yeah, you can't handle the frights.
Yeah, the frights. But this looks like it's right up my alley. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, this is more of a thriller vibe than a spooky, scary vibe, for sure.
Yes.
But it does have Alex Wolff, who's in Hereditary, as the older son.
Yes.
And so that brings maybe some creepiness. He's like super creepy in that. You've never seen that, but
I've never seen it. No, I will never see it.
It also has, I don't know how to say his name. Gael Garcia Bernal. Is that how you say it?
I think that's as good of an attempt as I could do. I don't know if I've ever heard his name, but yeah, he rules. It's got,
it has the lady from Phantom
Thread. Vicky. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
That was my moment for this particular trailer. Because I really love that movie, and I must not have been watching much since then, because I haven't seen her in anything, and I was very excited to see her.
I was excited to see her too. Her and Gael, or however you say his name is, mm-hmm. I haven't seen him in anything in a while, and they're both like Oscar-worthy actors
for sure.
And this could be a B movie when you're working with M. Night Shyamalan. So right. It's like it's a good endorsement for the script if those two are there.
Yes,
and are willing to mess around with this this guy.
Yeah.
Do you have any like vibes on the trailer? Like, what were you thinking? Like, was it reminding you of any other movies?
Yeah.
Like, I sort of got. What was that trailer we watched with Mark Zuckerberg actor?
Yeah.
What's his name? Jesse Eisenberg.
I actually, that was the first thing I thought of too. Was that this is like this nice, concise concept. Like you know everything you need mm-hmm. to know about this, and it's like this cool, like weird. Wow, what if this happened? What would it be like?
We don't know what year it is. We don't know where they are in the world.
Yep.
It's just like we're on this beach. That's all we need to know.
There's clear that there's this thing happening and no one knows how to deal with it. But this one looks mm-hmm. way more interesting, way more like compelling. It just looks like better version than the one that you were talking about, which neither of us can remember what it was called.
Yeah. It does sort of, in the trailer, they reveal there is sort of like a bubble world thing. Like they try to go out in one direction or something, yep. and they're like, you can't go there, your mind will be jiggled.
Yeah,
I remember what they say, but they're like, they can't go, there's like boundaries that they can't leave. They're like trapped in a Twilight Zone type of like bubble,
which is a bit of a Cabin in the Woods kind of vibe.
Yeah, in a cabin of woods. Yeah, exactly.
I've never even seen that movie, but I know that's
what happens. Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of, did you ever see Battle Royale? This isn't violent in that way.
That's that the Japanese Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
But that opening, so they open the trailer where they're like on a bus or like in a van driving to like go vacation in this like really pretty beach spot,
uh-huh.
this family. And the scene of them on the bus reminds me of the first scene in Battle Royale, where like it's just a bunch of kids on a bus and they're like driving in this really pretty place, and then they like wake up and they're all trapped together.
Yeah.
Hunger Games scenario. But that had this vibes where it was like, oh, you know, they're going somewhere where they're going to be stuck and like can't come back from. Like this bus has that,
sure.
that never coming back feeling.
Yeah. There was a visual styling thing that was happening that I don't know enough about the history of foreign film to know like the exact references or what like the terminology is, but there was like really cool, I can't even describe it, like some weird like focused stuff and like framing of the some like really really cool shots that looked, do you know what I'm talking about, that looked like some like, I don't know, old Italian or like French film or something like that.
Yeah, it did sort of have that feeling. It also was just like the perfect, you can tell they we're flipping through scripts and like, what can we produce during COVID? And they're like, oh, we just need five people on a beach. We can make this whole movie. They can stay 6 feet apart.
Uh-huh.
There's no one's getting close.
Yeah.
The only time you like actually see people getting close by each other and not like yelling at each other from across the beach is like, it looks like prop dead bodies and stuff.
Right. What a great point, Kyle. I didn't
even think about that. My wait, what? You already said yours a while ago, but what happens is the family's on the beach. There's some other people on the beach. They all start aging, and it sort of like throughout the trailer shows them getting older and them like being shocked and realizing all these different things and jumping years ahead, like little kids becoming teenagers and being like, oh no, I'm a teenager. What happened to my childhood? But one of them is that a girl gets pregnant.
Right.
She's like, what the? I'm scared.
Yeah.
Which they haven't totally established the rules, but I feel like they're already breaking the rules if she can just miraculously be pregnant.
Exactly. We're led to believe that they're aging, not like passing through their life.
Right. Because they also show like dead bodies. So it's like, and they were the only ones there when they showed up. So if this girl can get pregnant, wouldn't they just be dying and having babies and then their babies are having babies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That is an absolute...
They would have showed up and there'd be a bunch of babies.
That's such a brutal part of the trailer when Eliza Scanlon, I think is the person who's playing that, the sort of like aged up girl who's pregnant. And when she says that she's scared because she's like, okay, yeah, there's, I have so many questions. Like,
is pregnancy seems so disturbing.
Are their brains developing as fast as their bodies are? Yeah. Like, oh man, this looks so good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's who... Yeah, Alex Wolff is like, he's a kid when he shows up, and then he turns into Alex Wolff, and he's like, I'm so scared. Why do I look like this?
Yeah.
So maybe they're, but shouldn't their brains develop? Because their bodies are developing.
I don't know. I guess so. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see when we go look at it. I have all that I need to know to go try to enjoy this movie. Something I noticed.
It's going
to
be fun.
That was a cool, you know, we're connoisseurs of trailers and sort of the trends of how these things are put together and stuff. And there was a thing at the end where old, like the type of old is there. And what all you see, it's like the screen is black and old is like a lighter color, but you realize that it's, you can see motion behind it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. And you like see the punch out. You can see through the
punch out and you can see the water wash up. And that was the first time I saw that was in Dunkirk, and this is a direct lift of the Dunkirk trailer.
Oh yeah, you probably, and that's also about a beach.
Yes.
I wonder if that's what he's trying to make the next Dunkirk. M. Night Shyamalan is trying to tackle it.
Dunkirk is such a great trailer. That's like a, that should be a trailer classics.
Yeah, we should do a trailer classics on the Dunkirk trailer. That'd be great.
Yes.
That is a good trailer. All of his trailers are trailer classics. He's a trailer master. Yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah, what are your thoughts on M. Night? I feel like,
okay, if we go back a little bit,
let's back it up. So let's
I don't think we can overstate how crazy of a phenomenon The Sixth Sense was for especially for people like our age. Mm-hmm. It's funny talking to younger people who, one, like don't even know what that movie is, so they don't know what the twist is. Mm-hmm. But I think for me, I didn't really even know that like a twist movie was like a genre at all until that happened. Yeah. And so I think he just, and that's not his first movie, but that was his first big hit. And so it was like, wow, this guy wrote and directed this and it's just unstoppable. And then from there, you know, he just could never really deliver quite to that level again. Unbreakable is tight. I liked Signs. Signs is like, I don't know. The aliens are whatever, but I thought that was cool. The Village had an awesome concept, but yeah, I think that's the one where people were like, okay, we're kind of done with this.
Yeah. No, thing. Yeah, he had a bunch of turds.
Yeah.
He had The Village, which was the start.
They got Lady turdier the water, and turdier.
Terrible.
Yeah.
The Happening was laughable.
Nonsense, yeah.
Last Airbender got panned after Earth. I never heard anything about. So he did like have a steady decline from, you know, 2004 to for about 10 years.
Yeah. And that's when he's in movie jail. This is what I was talking about before.
Yep.
Is where he's not allowed to do anything again. And then somehow he does Split. Did you see Split?
Did you see The Visit? That was where,
I
think that's where he came back, is he started doing horror again after The Last Airbender and After Earth.
Yep.
He partnered up with old Blumhouse, who like gives people $20,000 to make a movie. And he went back to the horror thing and just made something that was like pretty silly, but was really fun. And then I think he won everyone back to show like, oh, if he's like...
If he's restrained. You know,
making something small. Yeah.
If
he's restrained. Exactly.
Yes. I've not seen The Visit. Would I be able to handle this?
No, it's too spooky.
Okay, cool.
It's got creepy old people. But you're right. That's why he's so good. Like, The Sixth Sense is pretty restrained. Signs pretty much just takes place in that one house.
Yeah.
That's when he's doing his best stuff.
For sure.
The Happening, when he like just goes everywhere, that's when it gets...
Yeah.
It's like this sets the world. It's like, oh man, he can't handle it. Keep him to one location and he's killing it.
Have you seen Split?
Yeah, Split. Glass was pretty good.
But Split is like the stroke of genius. Like that's like
that's pretty good.
That I feel is just like the apex of his, just like how he's kind of, it's hard to like talk about what his brand is, but I think that's like the perfect thing for him to to have hidden a sequel to like one of his like most beloved movies in a movie where he's still trying to get his fans back, sort of. Like he could have easily just said like, I'm making Unbreakable 2, but he kept that for, that's like the ultimate twist to people who like care enough to know what his career trajectory is. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is crazy. It's like he did his own twist with his career.
Yeah.
It's dope. He had a red herring of his career that took him into the bottom depths.
Yeah. I love it.
But it was all for us.
And as bad as his worst movies are, I love him for doing the Split move. I think it's just like one of the sickest things ever.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And those movies were good. Split was good. Glass was good.
Yeah.
The Visit wasn't great, but it was like fun and it was cheap. So it wasn't like you were disappointed. It was just like, I know what I'm getting in for.
Yeah.
So Old.
Old. Let's
see. Old is his next movie.
Yeah. I'm trying to use all the restraint I have to not spoil what's going on. Because the graphic novel that it's based on is obviously out. Oh,
it's out.
So
yeah.
You can see,
read it?
No, I didn't, but I just want to.
Oh, now you want to know.
Try to find like a Wikipedia synopsis about like what happens, what's the deal. But I have a feeling that it's going to be different. Like it's going to be based on that or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll probably have to do something where they take off and he'll do his own little twist to it.
For sure.
Casey, have you ever done anything to keep yourself from looking older? Like these people start getting, from what I could see from the trailer, and maybe this is the graphic novel touches on this, a lot of vanity and
right. There's like an influencer who's like
on the beach with them, and a lot of the people who they find like all the dead people and their stuff. It's like a lot of cell phones and like fancy sunglasses and stuff like that. Have you ever done anything to de-age yourself or
No, I have never given a thought to that. And I actually, it's only been recently. I'm 30. I'm about to turn 36, and I have on like our Apple TV, we just like scroll through a bunch of shared photos that we have from the last, 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's really only in the last like few months that I've kind of noticed I like look way older than I did 10 years. I've kind of always felt like I've looked exactly the same, but I'm old. I look old.
And now you're old.
And now, so now I'm old.
You haven't had anything lately that you're like, I need to, you know, do some, I'm looking old. I need to
hit
the gym even.
I'm not trying to. Well, yeah, actually that. It's like through COVID, through having my first kid, I definitely can I'm trying to get back into shape to my former shape, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get back to the point that's in my head, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying You're to think about too much. Old. I just try to maintain, you know, try to do the best I can in the
We're
time
both pretty
I have.
Young still. Yeah, maybe that happens later. It seems like a lot of the spooks in the trailer are like the kid turning into a teenager, but then like we see the old man and she's like, or not the old man, but the dad and the wife is like, you have wrinkles.
You have wrinkles.
It's like, oh no, it's way less scary, I guess, going from 45 to 60 than it is going from 9 to 19.
Yeah. And the guy that we see kind of take the biggest turn is Rufus Sewell. He plays, he's the guy. I didn't really even recognize him in this trailer, but he plays our dude, Jasper. Remember Jasper
the guy
from
who
the
plays
Holiday?
Jasper?
Yeah.
Jasper.
Remember
Jasper? Oh, yeah. Jasper from the Holiday is in this movie?
He's in this movie. He's the guy who like gets really old and you start to see his like bones cracking and stuff.
Oh, I thought that was Gael. Oh,
I could be wrong. I was just making assumptions, but that's what I thought.
That guy, are you sure that guy's in it?
I'm sure of it. I'm looking at on the internetmoviedatabase.com.
Gael Garcia Bernal just looks like him when he goes through VFX aging.
Similar. We got Rufus. I for a cast shout out, I want to say Ken Loong. He's
from Lost.
Yeah.
Where has he been? His previous role I saw him in was Lost, where he was just on a beach looking how he looks now.
It's got to be just a full, like, hey, you're the Lost guy. You're going to be back on a beach.
Wasn't his whole role in Lost just to, like, be kind of a schlubby average dude who, like, it's just, he didn't really put in a lot of effort, I feel like, in Lost.
Miles.
He just seemed like a,
was kind of like a wisecracking sort of, like, kind of like an audience surrogate who's just kind of, like, cracking off on everybody.
Yeah, that is sort of what he was like. But it felt like he was a member of the audience who just like was there. Like, was never like, oh shit, Miles is getting into trouble. I was always like, Miles, what's he doing there? Get him out of the scene.
Kyle, have you ever done anything to try to slow down father time?
No, but I just watched season 3 of Master of None. Have you watched that yet?
Whoa, hold it's so on. Good. Hold on. Wait, what?
Wait
for me.
Wait.
Yeah. When was that released?
Just, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Holy shit. I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Okay.
It was just on the Netflix. It's really great. You should watch it. You would love it. Who plays the guy? What's his name? Who made the show?
Aziz.
So Aziz has a small cameo. It's not about him. It's about his friend, Denise. What?
Oh, he passed it on?
No, he's in it. It just follows Denise, and I think he co-wrote it with Denise. Her name's not Denise, but the person who plays Denise.
Sure.
It's so good. But he has like a fight with his girlfriend and she's talking about how he needs to get like his hair. He starts taking these like hair drops so that his hair sticks around. And that's always something that I get like Instagram things for hymns.
I think
or something like that.
Yeah. For
and that's
hymns.
Always something. And he makes a joke about how the drops don't do anything. Like all the like movie stars and people do that thing where they get the surgery where they transplant their like hair that's growing just to the front of their head and it's like a complicated thing.
Yep.
And that's just like anything plastic surgery, all that stuff is just so crazy to me.
It is.
The drops is like, what? I don't want to take drops forever just to still be sort of balding.
Yeah. And I think the targeted ads need to take it. If they only knew what kind of like flowing locks you have,
right,
they would put their efforts elsewhere.
They would be so embarrassed if they knew.
I don't know, it's hard to talk. This is a hot button issue because I don't know, I can totally understand people's urge to try different things for different situations.
You know what? No, don't do it. Just be yourself. You're perfect the way you are.
That is,
you don't need no surgery.
That's ultimately it. Is it, if you feel like you have to do something for anyone else, then don't do that. But if it makes
for yourself.
Yeah. Oh,
if you feel like you need to do it for yourself, you're wrong.
That's a great message.
You shouldn't feel that way.
Yes.
Do you have any vacation horror stories? Have you ever been in a situation where you've been on a beach and everyone starts aging?
No, nothing quite to that level, Kyle.
What in the world?
Wow. Travel horror stories. Well, the funny thing about this question that you just so generously asked me is I probably have some horror stories, but The bulk of the traveling I've done in my life where something like that was likely to happen was when
you traveled a lot and you were on tour with a band. So you were all over the world.
In my very early 20s, where when stuff happens, at least for me, like I didn't know any better a lot of times. And
it's just chill.
And it's just chill. Like your tolerance for bad stuff happening is so much higher.
Yeah, totally.
So I missed a flight overseas in a connecting flight in New York, and I ended up staying 2 nights in JFK Airport.
You just slept on the
floor? I slept on the floor because I was on standby each day, and I missed. I didn't make it for two flights. So,
and as 36-year-old Casey, how would you feel about that?
Oh, it'd be unacceptable. Or I would have like left the airport and gone into New York, or you know, taken like an Uber and gone like and done yeah. something instead of. I went full terminal, and I just like watched The Devil Wears Prada on my iPod Color, like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, you watched it in a row?
No. I probably like every like I would probably take like a 2-hour break each time and go get like a Wetzel's
and you
pretzel
would start
or something.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
And watch the whole thing all the way through?
Yeah, I watched it a lot. I love that movie.
I saw it for the first time last year.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. That movie's weird.
It's weird. Did you not like it?
You know, something that this is unrelated to the podcast and what we're talking about. Have you watched Shrill?
Yeah.
Have you watched Special on Netflix?
Special on Netflix? No.
I was realizing, so Special is about a guy with cerebral palsy who is gay. It's a lot like Shrill. He writes for a magazine.
Okay.
And like they do like the same sort of thing where it's like a BuzzFeed. They like do these like... risque articles or try to get like a lot of clicks.
Yep. Clickbait.
But you know what I was really realizing?
What?
Sex and the City paved the way for Shrill and for this show Special.
Sex and the City walked so that Shrill could run. But that's not true. Like Sex and the City ran marathons.
Yeah, probably ran further than Shrill.
I never really watched.
You should watch
show.
Special.
So Sex and the City, she's like a writer. Like it kind of focuses around her columns each episode, right?
Yeah. Should we write a show about writers? I feel like that's a thing. Ghostwriter is making a comeback.
Right.
Shrill, Special, Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Liz Lemon, she's a writer for a comedy show.
Wait, what does that have to do with Devil Wears Prada?
For some reason, that movie reminded me of Sex and the City when I watched it. Cool. I don't know if it like was just the era and style that everyone had and that it took place in New York. So I was just thinking of Sex and the City, but
got you
something about it. Well, Casey, this movie looks cool. Old.
It looks super cool. I'm definitely going to be seeing this one.
Me too. Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
I don't think so. I think that a lot of the trailers we do really encapsulates what I love about trailers. Like it's almost... So every single time I watch one, I'm like, do I even really need to see that movie?
Should we do trailer advice? Maybe we should, because I do have a critique.
Oh, yeah. You're saying like run the trailer through our filters so that they can have the perfect trailer?
Yeah, like okay. I feel like because we love a tease, I feel like we were getting a little too much.
Okay.
Not a lot. Like it wasn't spoiled, like that was a good trailer. Sometimes they're overly done where it's like, if I'm bored of the trailer, I'm going to be bored of the movie. But this one didn't get that vibe. But I did want more like less talking. Like a lot of it is just shouting on the beach.
Yeah.
And it's very hectic and chaotic. And it's like, whoa, is this the whole movie? Is there just always at this level yelling about what's happening? So it almost made me think, and maybe that was intentional, is like maybe that's only the first like 30 minutes of the movie. Maybe there's a lot more of others. Like maybe this is gonna be too spooky for you, Casey. What if the non spooky stuff is only 30 minutes? Like all the stuff we saw, and then the other 60 minutes is too spooky.
Well, then I'm gonna run my little ass up the aisle and out the door.
look at that shake, baby.
That's a good point because I forgot. There's the end where. You mentioned
screaming at something.
Well, yeah, they're like in a cave and they're kind of like cowering away from something that's like attacking them. That was completely unnecessary. What's up?
You know why you're excited about this? It is Lost. I heard they pull up that that little notepad and there's like these Lost codes.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Lost is in it.
Yeah.
There's a big, what was the guy's name who was the African guy? They do a whole sub story on
Mr. Echo?
Mr. Echo, there's a character that looks just like Mr. Echo.
Yeah,
dude, this is Lost.
I love Lost. I can't wait till they reboot Lost.
And it's mysterious like Lost.
Yes. That's all I really want. Yeah, they definitely can. It's like, it's really getting out of the It's like aging out of, it's like an old show. It's from a way forgotten era where there was like 24 episode, like hour long episodes. I think Lost is, mark my words, Lost is reboot territory.
It is. And this might reboot it because this has so many Lost vibes. The beach feels like Lost.
Yeah.
The actors look like Lost. Even Gael kind of has a, what's like the main character's name in Lost?
Jack.
The actor.
Jack
Shepard. Yeah. It looks like him, sort of, with the short brown hair.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say about this trailer?
No, just too much talking. I wanted more, like, just creepy shots and horrified faces and people being spooked.
I think you're right. I think you can never go wrong with a subtle trailer. Maybe there is, like, a more teasery version of it, but I didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. I also, do you think in movies, do they need to like really introduce the family? Like we know families. Don't you just sort of feel like the stuff where they're like showing up?
I guess so.
Let's just skip that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean with this movie. I just mean like movies in general. I just watched The Conjuring on HBO or whatever.
The Devil Made Me Do It or the first one? Yeah. Okay.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
Yeah.
The new one. And a lot of that, too. I was just like, can we just skip over the
establishment?
Wow. Let's just get to the spooky stuff. Like, there's just a person in a spooky situation. That's just what I want.
What if it matters? Hang out in
the spooks longer.
Well, okay. You watched Mayor of Easttown, right?
No, I didn't.
What?
I watched the first episode, and then did you ever see The Killing?
No. But I heard it's great.
I just got Killing vibes to the max, and I was like, I've seen this before.
No, Kyle.
I don't want to watch this. I've seen
it. No, no, no.
And it was called The Killing, and it was great. They don't need to...
Okay. So it was kind of like competing in something for something.
Yeah, the tone was really similar. Yeah. I think it even took place in like the same town.
Yep.
I mean, not the same town, but it was like the same vibe.
Sure. I was going to say that the Mayor of Easttown, which I can't speak... What was I trying to say? I loved it. It's so great. And the establishment of the family dynamics is crucial to this show.
Yeah, that's so true. That's true.
So, you know, you live and you learn, right?
That's what being old is all about.
Yeah. Kyle, you just had yourself a birthday.
Yeah, I just turned old.
When that happens, do you feel old? Do you feel more old around your birthday than you do on your half birthday?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So when it happens,
I forget about. I don't think about age.
Yeah.
So when then it comes around, it's like, oh, I gotta like start thinking about my retirement or something.
So you do, and you reflect, and what are the feelings you have?
For sure. Okay. Usually. Excited. I like being old.
Yeah.
These are the best times because you can do anything.
Yep.
Like I now with Harriet, who's six, just seeing how hard it is to not get exactly what you want whenever you want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, it is pretty dope to be old. Like, I just want to go to Dairy Queen at whenever, right before they close. I'm going to go. I can do that. I can make bad choices all I want.
Uh huh.
It's pretty tight.
That's a really great point.
Thanks for chatting, Casey. I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Okay, Kyle. See you then.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.